Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how are you doing today? This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I'm sure glad you did. On this Monday, which has me all day, I'm telling you, I've been a little bit out of it because of this whole daylight savings time I got to get used to. It just throws me all off every time it happens. But we're okay. We're okay. Tonight we got a fantastic show tonight. We've got Mr. Tom Greer and Sarah Wade. And I might have said Tom's name wrong. I hope I didn't. Tom, how are you, Tom and Sarah? Tom, I hope I didn't say your last name wrong.
I just say Greer.
That works for me, too. That's what I say.
I'm well.
And I'm fine as well, Jamie. Great to talk to you.
All right, Sarah. Sarah Wade, that's an easy one, you know. And Tucker is good, too. So we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. You folks are from the Oklahoma area.
Yes, sir.
Nice, nice.
Don't
I love that neck
the...
of the wood. No, of course not. Of course not. A lot of history there. A lot of good people. A lot of good people there in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
very, very nice. Now, you both have some... musical backgrounds. You guys are been doing the musician thing, professional musician thing, for a little bit here. Now, tell us a little bit about your background, and then how you guys kind of met and came to be, and decided to work on this project together. What happened?
Well,
what were you guys doing?
I got a degree in music back in the I got a 4-year degree over about a decade back in the 70s and 80s, and began playing clubs and whatnot, later on teaching, and Sarah and I ran in the same musical circles even back in the 80s, and both of us took a hiatus from working together for a long time, and then recently kind of reconnected. She's working in a band that I helped found. And she's the lead singer in that band now, and I'm no longer with the band, but we still all hang around together, and that's how we connected for this.
Nice, nice. And Sarah, a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been, started with music, in school choir and high school and stuff like that, and then moved on to four-part harmony barbershop singing with the Sweet Adelines, which is a, international group has been for many years, and that's where I got a lot of my training and my love, I guess, for that type of music and for harmony and costuming. And then I got in a couple of rock and roll bands before I had to finally go to work for a living. And then I worked for about 20 years in a tire factory. And I would maybe do some karaoke or something and sing in the shower. But other than that, I didn't do any singing much with a band or group. And then a friend of mine passed away that I had worked with back in those days, and I came to his funeral. And that's kind of how it evolved. I got an offer to work with this band again. And I jumped on it. I couldn't wait. I was a little bit apprehensive. It had been so many years, but that's how then Tom and I got together, and he's kind of devoted himself to do some stuff he's had in his closet for a long time, like this jazz tune, Say It. And that's kind of where we are now.
By the way, Sarah's being demure as usual. she joined the band, and now she's the centerpiece of the band, and of course you've heard her voice, so you know why. But she also has a lot of stage presence, and just comes naturally to her. Or I don't know, is that one of the benefits of being an alumnus of the Sweet Adelines group?
Well, that's part of it. But yeah, it's evolved over the years.
I feel like she's a real natural. When she gets into music, she just becomes the music, both visually and audio. So she's just the centerpiece of the band now. It's not like she came in to take over the band; it just happened. No, she's the centerpiece of the band now.
Well, you know, that reminds me of one of my favorite Mark Twain quotes, which I've mentioned on the show before, of course, but because it's so good, and I'm paraphrasing it, so people don't email me and if I mess it up. But the gist of it is Mark Twain felt that there was two very important days in a person's life, and that was the day they were born and the day they realized why, which, you know, basically means you got to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, man. And it sounds like you guys are.
Not everybody finds out so easily what they gravitate toward. A lot of people have to search to find, and I don't know about you, Sarah, but I kind of feel like music took me by storm, you know?
Well, I agree, especially early on. My mother was a music major, so my dad played a little guitar, very little. But having that in my background, that was the jumping start. And I have siblings that also have played in bands and are musicians, and it's just kind of been something that's been in our family for years. And it's always been a love of mine. I've never given it up, and I enjoy performing. I really do. And I hope it shows.
It does. She loses herself once she gets started. She loses herself in the music. And that's what makes it so enjoyable, is she really gives herself to the music.
Outstanding. I'm a painter by trade. I'm not a musician. And one of the things I'm very envious about good musicians is, I've been to a lot of shows in my life and performances of all different types of music. And when you see that magic, I know that sounds kind of corny and California almost, but there's no other way to describe it, that relationship that develops between the performer and the audience, the listener.
Yes,
maybe not the whole audience. It's magic. There's a connection that's just as a painter, I would love to be able to have that. Like I said, I'm envious of musicians because I've never seen it done in any other art form other than like the performing arts, and especially music. It just resonates with that something inside of everybody, and I think that's amazing. And it's cool to see when that happens. I've been to a lot of shows where it hasn't happened, and that's not so cool to see. But they tried.
To tell you the truth, Jamie, that's one of the difficult things about recording, is you don't get that feedback from the audience, because you can derive a lot of energy from your audience depending on how they respond to what you're doing. And believe me, we've both played at some pretty dead venues as well where there wasn't much energy beyond us.
Well, some of them have been outdoor, Jamie, and that's why I've coined the phrase, we'll play for grass, which my bandmates kind of laugh at.
Well,
I'm talking
you
about
musicians.
Actual grass on the lawn.
Hey, I've seen some of that stuff growing on the grass. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You can't fool us. You thought we were talking about something else, didn't you?
That's right. Not in Oklahoma. Washington, California, Washington, D.C., Boston, or Massachusetts, I should say. No, craziness. Well, that's cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Well, let me ask you something, too. We're going to play, we have Say It, which is a fantastic track. We're going to play that in a little bit, folks. But first, I just wanted to get a little bit more background and insight from Tom and Sarah. Let me ask you guys, with this project, I mean, this is a single, and I know the music business has changed and permeated. I have a lot of people on the show whose business model, music business model, is releasing just, you know, single after single and whatnot, because it's just easier to market that way. And there's nothing wrong with that. But do you guys plan on – the reason I guess I'm taking a long about way to ask, do you guys plan on making other music together as well, or is that still up in the air? We're just focusing on the Say It right now.
Right now we're focusing on Say It, but Sarah has expressed an interest if another opportunity comes up. I'm just trying to get some of my music in the can after so many years of neglect. I've got stuff that's in either crude recorded form or still just on paper, and some of it's still just in my head. And it's like, if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And so I decided to open up the Foot Locker, and the one I pulled out first was Say It. The way I got Sarah involved was I wrote this quite a while ago, and apparently my voice has changed since then. I could no longer sing the high notes. And so... And so I said, hey, Sarah, let's see if you can do this without, because she has a very low voice. She's like a contralto or something, although I have a hard time figuring out. Every time we choose a key, I'm always surprised. You know, I think I know what key she's going to want to do something in. It turns out different. But anyway, so I asked her, hey, try this on for size. See if you can do this or if I'm going to have to transpose it to a different key. She tried it on for size. It was in a good key for her. Okay, so we recorded Sarah's voice. Well, meanwhile, I was working on my energy and getting my voice to the point where I thought, well, I'm going to take another stab at it too. So I sent these both off to our promoter, distributor, Laura, and she said, well, there's things I like about, you know, places where your voice is, Tom. There's places where I like Sarah's voice better for it, because for Sarah, it's in a pretty low register. For me, it's in my extreme upper register. Well, so, you know, there are places where both situations are valuable, and she suggested that we trade off phrases. So we did. Sarah and I sat down and mapped it out. We did 3 different versions, passed them out to all our friends, and, you know, got a consensus, and it just turns out the one that Laura chose was the one that had met with the consensus vote anyway, and that's the one you're going to hear today.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And, folks, we should mention we're speaking of Laura Patterson of Star One Entertainment. Fantastic. Fantastic lady. Fantastic lady. And knows her stuff. So I'm glad you guys, you know, listened to what she had to say.
Oh, yes.
It worked out. That's outstanding. We'll have a link, I think we do actually, on the show page to Star One Entertainment. If folks, I just want to say real quick, for those listening, if you're in the, you know, in a band or a musician or, you know, in the creative realm there and need some help with stuff like that, Laura is definitely a good one to know. So, you know, get in touch with her. We have a link up to Star One Entertainment You know, pick up her dry cleaning, wash her car, do what you got to do, man. Get her in your corner. That'll work.
Yeah.
So, no, she, I'm kidding, folks. I don't think she'll wash her car. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt. Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, let's play this track. I know people are, you know, chomping at the bit for it. We'll play it, and then we'll talk a little more about it. Here it is, folks. This is Say It, Tom Grier featuring Sarah Wade. Enjoy. It was, folks. Say It, Tom Grier featuring Sarah Wade. I like that track a lot. That is just such a nice, nice groove. Man, good stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's incredible.
Well, Sarah was getting into it when you played that last glissando down there. That's one of her trademark tools of the trade. It's when she gets to use that descending glissando, she likes it.
Nice, nice. Well, that's cool when the music flows through you, you know. And as a listener, I tell you, that is a cruising track. I just want to be driving out here with the top down and just be wonderful, you know.
Pretty restless, isn't it?
It is. That's just a cool track. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.YourWebDesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, we were talking off the it is so funny. I should record, for those who don't know, who are tuning in maybe for the first time or whatnot, sometimes me and the guests will talk while the track's being played and whatnot. But it's interesting because that's always where the real neat conversations happen. But Tom and Sarah were telling me some fantastic stuff. We were kind of talking about how the music business has changed over the years. You know, with the advent of social media and all of this, you know, taking it from a real hands-on, we were talking about staple gunning flyers and putting flyers out at venues and whatnot. And today, all you got to do is have a Facebook page, man, and get the word out.
And really get it out.
Oh, yeah. And it's It just blows me away. I'm amazed by it. Now, you guys had, and Tom had also mentioned that you guys have a potential video in the works, right?
Yes.
For this track, Say It?
Indeed. Nice. Yeah, Laura knows a fellow who, I believe he lives up in Oregon now. He got tired of the the L.A. Traffic scene, I guess, but he's still working his tail off, and she wants to get him interested in it. She sent me a video that he had done for another one of her artists, and I got to look at that last night, and it's fantastic. I'm looking forward to working
nice.
With the guy.
Nice. It is. You know, it's amazing. I was talking to somebody the other day at a dinner party, and we were talking about music videos and whatnot. And they're not in the music business either. So just a couple of us, lamos or laymen, I should say, not lamos, laymen, kind of discussing stuff we don't know about. I know, right? But he was saying, he goes, God, it must be so expensive to get those like big crane shots. And I'm like, oh no, from what I understand, people use drones and stuff, now,
right?
Where you get those sweeping views and everything. I'm like, you got to buy a drone
cool.
or a rip drone.
Because I've actually made a video once.
Yeah, I've seen Sarah's video, and that was Sarah's video. It was done the old-fashioned way, and it would be fun. It would be fun to make a video with a drone, wouldn't it?
It would. It would bring a lot of different things, different elements into play than back when. We won't say how long ago it was that I made a music video.
It can't be that long, Sarah. It can't be that long.
You're right.
She's just a kid in springtime. She wishes she was old, but every time I see her, I sit her down and try to count gray hair and wrinkles, and I haven't found any yet.
There you go.
Speaking of drones, here in Oklahoma, it would be a little dangerous to do a video with drones because somebody might shoot your drone down,
Oh, that's right. They're shooting them down. I saw something in the paper about that, too.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy. I thought me and my gal, Danny, her parents live real close. We live in a little beach town down here in Florida on the coast, and they live a little ways down from us, a few blocks. And we were over there. They have a real nice place. So we go over there for Sunday dinner a lot. And they have a pool. We don't. So, we're over there. It was in the evening one night, though. And I'm like, Danny, I think that's a UFO over there. I'm seeing this light kind of zipping around in the sky. And then it would hover. And, all the classic things of when I was a kid and would read about UFOs. I'm like, man, I think we're having an experience here, And it was a couple teenage boys with a drone, we found out later,
Yeah, little did you know you were having an experience. It was peeping Toms in a drone.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably like, look at these idiots. What are they doing? They need to get out of that pool. Exactly. Well, anyway, folks, the track is, the single is Say It. Now, this is available on wherever you buy digital download, right? I mean, you guys are all over the place. iTunes,
it's
Apple
on Star,
Play.
You can buy a download on Star One Entertainment. It's set
nice.
Up for PayPal.
Nice. Excellent. And that's the way to do it, folks. That is definitely the way to do it. People always ask me where the best place to purchase music is. And I tell them, well, first, the best place is always at a show. If you get music at a show, go to the show. Get it there, and if you can, get it signed, because then we've all seen the Pawn Stars on the History Channel there. You never know. You might need a couple bucks, Take that in there.
Absolutely.
Have that guy with the big magnifying glass come down. And man, I got to tell you guys, what's weird about that show? I have been to a lot of pawn shops in my day. I have never seen an expert come in there. I mean, ever.
Well,
I don't know.
Guys,
maybe
they
it's
are
a pawn
amazing,
shop
aren't they?
I'm telling you.
Reality TV or something.
I'm always amazed how the people, the experts, just drop whatever they. I'm sure they had something going on that day. Oh yeah, no problem. I'll just run down here to the pawn shop and,
for their 15 minutes
on free.
TV, maybe.
Right.
Well, they're
know.
Not going to be looking for signed posters of us. All they got to do is go down to the post office and get a picture of us.
Not. Not anymore.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yep. Sarah got it all cleared up, folks. It's all fun. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Anyways, we have a link right there. If you click on our show page, it'll take you right to the page where you can purchase. Oh, the second place just, I was going to say is if you can get it directly from the artist website or what they have going on there. A lot of these other places, people don't realize, iTunes and all that. And I'm not putting any of that down. I mean, everybody's in business to make their money, but they don't work for free. There's only
but
take a cut, you know.
The download retailers have a further reach than just us small guys. So yeah, I'm really glad that Laura set us up on Spotify and Apple Music and iHeartRadio. I mean, that's going to help us too.
Well, you guys are also with that. You were telling me that all over the world, really, 100 countries
over the place. Over 100 countries, hundreds and hundreds of download retailers, and we've been getting airplay on dozens of jazz FM stations, both college and public radio. The worldwide release was on February 21st, so it's had a little time to grow since then, and we're waiting to see what happens.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
And being on your show is another help, and I appreciate it so much, Jamie.
Yes, both of us do appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, I thank you guys for coming on the show and classing the joint up around here, you know? I mean, it's a good thing.
Well, there's a lot of people in this song besides just Tom and I, but it's Tom Greer's baby, and it was in his brain. He's a great technician. He's a great musician, and he brought it all together. And but the musicians that are playing in it are really awesome too and great to work with, and I hope that we can get them in the video if we go that direction, because it would really be great.
It was interesting. I originally wanted to do this as a live recording, how tight a live recording would be, but this is a 10-piece ensemble, Jamie. We got four horn players and full rhythm section, the small percussion and guitar, and so I had everything charted out except for the percussion, and I guess the vocals. No, I even had a chart for the vocals, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
But so we pulled it all together and tried to make it sound live. But originally, it was just a silly little love song, a little two-part form, and then somewhere between the time of its inception and the time that we finally got around to recording it, it morphed into this more complex form. And that's what, I mean, I'm pretty proud of this baby, even though, it was a gift. I did do a lot of sweating over it, and I think it turned out well, but morphing it into that more complex form without getting it so complicated that it doesn't hang together, That really gives you a feeling of accomplishment.
Wow.
Well deserved.
It worked. It worked.
Thank you, James.
I want you two to keep doing what you're doing, man, because you're real good at it.
I think we're going to have a few more things in the works in the near future.
I'm in an enviable situation now. Pedestrian duties have eased up so much in just the last couple of years that I've been able to dedicate myself more to my music, and I didn't know I was ever going to get a chance to do it to this extent. So I intend to go after it hammer and tong. So yeah, we'll see what happens next. I wish I'd done more before this, but I intend to get in there with both feet right now. So yeah, you'll hear more.
Well,
awesome.
Tell them about your other tune.
Well, I've got another one based on a novel I read back in the day called Illuminatus. It's a trilogy, and it's a spoof on the notion that there's a grand conspiracy throughout the world.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this tune based on that book, and it's called The Grand Conspiracy. And it's kind of jazzy. It's got my patented snaky bass line and the accents and whatnot. I guess it's kind of similar. I think it rocks a little more than this. But Laura insists it's jazzy also, so I don't know. Maybe jazz rock.
Nice.
Progressive jazz, I don't know.
And there's Wanna Be Free.
Yeah.
Wanna Be Free is already on the... Tom, you've got the network over there.
It's on Music One Radio's website. I don't know if it's still in rotation up there or not, but it was for quite a while. But that's the one that was the beginning of our relationship with Laura was that song. Matter of fact, Sarah's band leader was the one that turned Laura on to that song, which is what got me connected with Laura. So, you know, we're a little inbred out here, you know.
Oh, man. Too many of those will play for grass shows. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
You opened that up, Sarah.
Oh. I did, didn't I?
I'm telling you. We're going to get emails. But that's okay.
That's okay. That's going to be a catchphrase from now on. It's almost like stuff happens. Forrest Gump, you know.
That's right. That is right. Well, that's going to about do us. When you guys get new stuff, just keep me in mind. You know, I'd love to help get the word out about it. You know,
we're looking forward to doing it again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that, Jimmy.
And I want to thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot to be on the show. And it's just fantastic. I wish you guys, you know, all the success in the world. And I think, you know, I can see it happening. This is a fantastic track, and if it's indicative of you guys' work, it's just this is great. Fantastic.
As things develop, we'll be sure and keep you posted.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Well,
Thank you, that's going
to about wrap it up for us. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's going to about wrap it up for us today. This will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes for free. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, well, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review, and there's a share button on there, too. You know, that always helps as well. It sure makes my advertisers happy, and because it puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. And it's just wonderful. We will be back live on, let's see, today's Monday. We'll be back Wednesday evening, 9 o'clock on the East Coast and 6 o'clock on the West Coast. And, you know, in the middle, it's the various time zones. We have a fantastic rock band called Sharon and the Wind out of Denver. So we will be back live for that. We'll see you then. Have a great night, everybody. And you too, Sarah and Tom, just like I say, man, keep it going. Keep those plates spinning, baby, because it's really good work.
Great. Thank you.
Don't take any wooden drones.
That's true. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.